Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation. Here's crazy. It feels like you're being responsible when you're in that place. It feels like you're being responsible. Yeah. It feels like you're
humble, being humble.
Well, it does that too. Yeah. It does that too. But it's also responsible because I'm managing it. I'm doing my duty. Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, because it feels good to the flesh to parent itself. It always feels good. It always feels right. It always feels like it's a good job. Oh, I'm doing such a good job because I am parenting myself. And God wants us to live in wonder. And that's the difference. What you're talking about, Martha, is that you're living in wonder. You're living in the wonder. You're not living in frivolity, or you're not living in irresponsibility. You're living dependent. You're living, it's not haphazard and frivolous. It's dependent. It's saying, this is your life. This is your will. I am your child. You have to tell me what to do. And then you go free in wonder. Not, I'm carefree. I don't have any responsibilities and I don't have to do anything. I can do whatever I want to do. That's not it at all. Because you're literally saying, you're looking at the world with your eyes wide open, saying, I'm ready for omnipossibilities. I'm looking for everything to happen because you're the God of everything. And so show me what it is. What's today? What is it? What do you want to do? Because I don't know what's going to happen today. So your eyes are wide open. You're in wonder, and that's what it is.
And I believe that's why the message could be light, because I'm light now at last. And it is. And one day, I tried to keep up with all that happened when I would do that. I can only remember one day there were five people from all over places, all around the country, and the Lord did such amazing things for each one individually. And I got to listen to him tell them his mind. And I was merely Carol, the vessel. I just was a vessel that I got to listen to while he gave them secrets of the universe.
If you had been an adult and you had done it yourself, it would have taken you under. Those are five people's lives with not mild things. These are major, major, major life-changing, life-altering situations. And you literally were able to live in wonder in even their lives. He was sovereign God. He was your daddy. He was able to do it all. And that's pretty fascinating.
But you have a mind bowed to his mind. And that bowed, is that true? That's true. I believe that because your mind is bowed to him, that faith rises in you. You were saying that the faith, the believing comes. We are able to believe. You believe that he's going to, you didn't just say come. As a child, you absolutely believed he was coming, and he did.
Yeah. I expected him. I expected him to come.
And not that I've always lived this way, but I've just expected magnificent things. I expected the abundance of God, the wonder of God. I didn't call it wonder. That's marvelous. Thank you for the word. Mm-hmm. But when I didn't have an agenda, I wasn't on me. When I didn't have a plan, and he had the plan, I didn't have to think. I didn't have to fret. I didn't have to worry. I could just proceed with the day, and it happened to me.
Wow. I just had such a clear picture of the impediment to that.
You say the name of this message is I Think, Therefore I Know, right? That's the name of the CD of the month we're talking about. I Think, Therefore I Know. And you were talking about that, and you said to, you know, when we think we know, that's us taking God's place. I'm just saying we're God. Okay. So if I'm God, the weight of the world does rest on me. So when someone calls me with a problem, I feel it like a ton of bricks because I have to know how to fix them because I'm God. Yeah. Is that not crazy? But that is most of my life. That is my bent, the fixer. People call the fixer. They unload their problems on. I take the problems on because it's my job to fix it. You know, let's leave aside because there are all the words and we're just going to get bogged down if we come up with the 27 different ways to say presumption, arrogant ass. Okay. We'll just leave it. Asses and donkey people. Mine's up. Okay. So I'm not going to go down there. What I'm going to say is when I'm not God, it's not my responsibility to fix you. It's not my responsibility to know, so my scrambling thoughts aren't in the way of what God actually wants to inject into this situation. And I did experience that not too long ago. And it was, honestly, it wasn't me sitting out and saying, okay, here's how it's going to play. I'm not God, so it's not my responsibility. I mean, it wasn't anything. There was no forethought, no preparation, no any of that. It was me at the time being very tired, very weak, and literally having nothing. It's a real gift to be totally bottomed out, I got to tell you. That's how the Lord's getting me there right now. He's just, when I am just a waste of, I'll say, human space because I've got no energy to nothing. I'm just a blob. He really comes very powerfully. So it's a real indictment of me, who I am with energy. That's not his, but he came and he did that. And it was so freeing. I got off the phone call and instead of feeling so heavy, like I have so many times before, it's less and less all the time now. I'm not saying he's not working. He is. He can conquer me. He is. There's no question about that. But I actually felt energized. Because I had a reward for getting out of the way and letting Jesus' feet be on the ground, letting his words go out, being a vessel for his life. I was rewarded with life. I never understood that before when you're charged after that. I always kind of equated it with like an adrenaline rush. It's not an adrenaline rush. I believe it's literally life coursing through me. A gift of greenery, of cells that are being fed and they're happy and they're plumping up, and I'm being rewarded by the God of the universe for letting his son be. There's a bliss with that.
It's a quickening of your mortal body. It literally physically affects you because you allowed your spirit to be conduit for the divine, but it affects the entire body, you know, and you're literally charged. How many times do you take something on like that and then you're like, ugh, and you're just exhausted and it sucks every last bit of life out of you. But because you literally allowed him just to be the life coming through you, the conduit, it literally, I don't think it cannot not bring life to you. You know what I mean?
You were giving his life, and so you got it. I had the same thing happen to me this afternoon. Someone called, and she's very submitted to the Spirit, and that makes a big difference to her credit. The Holy Spirit started flowing through me to tell her some solutions, things I never thought of before. And in the middle of it, I had an answer he gave me as I was telling her. I realized he had given me my question answered in his life going forth. It was just easy and wonderful. We were like two kids. Mm-hmm. And he was brilliant, and I got to listen. But I have said to him, I've turned a corner in my health. What happened? I don't know what happened. Was it the food that you've given me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there is a principle which it will be taped because it's going to be in this prayer series I'm doing. But I saw the answer and it just opened up a revelation, huge revelation of the kingdom that I'll be sharing. And what happened to me was coming back to the kingdom as my first priority. And everything was added to me then. It's so exciting. But I got it by letting him speak to her. And I didn't try. I didn't try for once. I just said she wanted to call me. And so I said, come on. And then he just came. The whole thing is so easy. It's just so easy. And that's coming across in what I'm saying. And that's the life he's given me of this child that just says, whoo, what? And maybe it's cleaning my kitchen and scrubbing the floor. Maybe it's not anything really spiritual looking, but what?
Okay. This morning, I'm not going to go into details, but you came down to talk to me briefly. You had just heard about a situation that was very disturbing to you. I could see it sitting on you, and I couldn't go where the heaviness was. And I was just like, And it was, when I was talking to you, I was talking to you so matter-of-factly that I almost felt rude. Because I was like, it's not like this isn't serious. Of course this is serious. But I couldn't make my tone go there. I couldn't make my spirit go there. And you came out of that. And then we went to a completely different level. We left that and moved off. But Martha, that is the literal impartation of the spirit. Where it's even the words aren't even necessarily the focal. We always look at the focal, but it's like the seed, the thing around the seed that holds all the life in and protects it and then feeds it and all the rest of that underground. It's the way in which you could quote scripture in the flesh and have it be death, or scripture in the spirit and it's life, because what's it wrapped with? What are these words wrapped with? What are they carried on? What is flowing them? And you, in this message, I think, therefore, I know, the Spirit wrapped your words with a buoyancy that we don't normally associate with this particular topic. It's not terribly buoyant to think about distinguishing soul from spirit, spiritual discernment, all these things. They seem like very sobering, serious sort of conversations. And you just... It wasn't just that you were light. That's not, it literally was effervescent almost. It was this buoyancy, this, that was the spirit in you carrying these very, and they are sobering. Those are sobering words, but the spirit that wrapped them. So the anointing of this message is something else entirely. And I've never thought about it before, but sometimes when people call, I've had 4 phone calls, I realize, in the last 2 weeks that fit this, that I didn't even make the connection. They called, and it was like getting a phone call from Eeyore. That's kind. Eeyore, who'd taken a few too many Quaaludes and was drunk. That was the spirit that was coming through. I mean, it was that down, you know what I mean? It was that... And I couldn't go there with him. But I also wasn't bothered by it. But by the end of the phone conversation, it wasn't like I really said anything. I didn't set these people. I didn't give them the answer that they were talking. I just listened and spoke a few words and acknowledged them. No, I see. Yes, done it. But my tone didn't match theirs because my spirit didn't match theirs. But at the end of the conversation, each one of them was more to the level of buoyancy that I was. But I didn't say anything profound. They weren't asking me to say anything profound. There were a few words of encouragement that if you looked at under a microscope, you'd be like, that's pretty standard. There's nothing. I mean, for a couple of them, for 2 of the phone calls, I literally said, it just comes to me to remind you that you're loved. You know, God loves you. I mean, that's such a basic... You can go into a Hallmark store and be assaulted with that particular message if you're really in need, you know, but it's about the spirit They needed a spirit to break through that soulishness that surround that heavy, dense, oppressive spirit that was on them. That is amazing. What a picture. All those years that John said the impartation, a living impartation. And I've understood that on one level, but I'm seeing it in a whole different level. Whole different level.
Not giving just another message, but a living impartation. Ta-da!
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.